for you, Houston. What do the experts think about doing an alignment in orbit now versus what we got here on the lunar surface yesterday?
Copy your question, Pete. Stand by. Also, that crater which you were talking about is, we estimate 4.5 kilometers from your present position.
It looks like it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. I wasn't proposing that we didn't do it. We're going to go ahead and do it. I was just curious after we got a good RLS, which we've never gotten before out of the B-57 yesterday, what everybody thought about that. One thing that occurred to me, the reason we're not using the floodlights is because that overhead hatch is not rigged right. That micro switch is open all the time. And I should say the micro switch is rigged right. That's okay. And those floodlights were on all the time. So when we were getting ready to come down over in the night side, we had the floods on, just the two lower ones were still always on. So we pulled that breaker, and we've left it out all the rest of the time. That's the reason.
Roger, we copy that. Say, Pete, now, you think that if you were out there for, say, 4.5, maybe even 5 hours, you'd get hungry as well as thirsty on a extended traverse?
I don't think so if you chat down good just before you left.
I agree with that. You really get thirsty, though. Maybe they could come up with something that you could put on the inside of your helmet there, something like, not exactly like the little valve device, but something where you could maybe reach over and take even a swallow of water. You're only thirsty because your throat's dry, and if you just have something, one swallow or it, I think that picks you up right there.
Roger, Al. Say, did either one of you kneel down in order to get anything off the surface, or did you use the newly developed beam technique of holding on to the severe parts bag and lowering the commander to the surface?
Yeah, well, we used all kinds of things like that. You could take the shovel and stick it in the ground and just do a one-arm push-up and lean down and pick up a rock off the ground with the other hand. It's really a ridiculous way to do it. If you had a tooth that would bend, well, you'd have the whole program wired. But you could do that. It's okay. I fell over once out there. Now I'm picking back up again. It's no big deal.
But in the same sense, there, you're always bustling around trying to get down there to get these rocks. And we did kneel down a couple of times. I knelt down and picked some stuff up. And it's particularly easy if you got that hand tool carrier with you. But we really do need to, need to come up with some sort of strap or something that would allow you to lean over and grab a rock that won't fit in those tongs.
Roger.